This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The global trade action today was in Spartanburg, South Carolina. BMW was celebrating the 25th anniversary of the announcement that it was going to build what has become the company's biggest plant in the world in Spartanburg. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham was in town for the ceremony. He said this.
To those who fear globalization, embrace it because it's not going away. If you are looking for an example of how globalization can be a net positive for the American people, come to South Carolina.
Pretty interesting set of remarks, right, given what President Trump has said and done about globalization and America's place in it. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, states want as much of the world's investment as possible, no matter what the White House says.
President Trump has focused on trade as sort of a global zero-sum game where nations vie to sell exports. But there's another global game underway, the race for global investment dollars.
Being able to bring in foreign companies to manufacture, do R&D here, and employ U.S. workers is a big part of winning at the global economy.
Nancy McLernan is president of the Organization for International Investment, a trade association representing major global firms.
In 2000, the U.S. attracted 37% of the world's cross-border investment. And in 2015, we attracted about 22%. So we are definitely leaving some jobs on the global table.
Now, the U.S. is still the world's leader in attracting foreign dollars, and the total amount of investment we receive is rising. But as the global pie gets bigger, our slice of it is smaller. It's a slice of the global economy that state and local governments see as a jobs machine. Foreign companies pay higher wages and spend more on research and development than their U.S. counterparts. Daryl Curran is with Development Counselors International. They help cities, states, and countries attract business.
States have always competed for foreign direct investment, but I do believe the global battle for business is heating up.
Nancy McLernan says local politicians have often been more tuned in to foreign investment than politicians on the national stage.
For decades, all the pluses that the governor saw at the state level that foreign direct investment brings, somehow at the federal level, there seem to be some mixed messages.
So in other words, rhetoric in Washington doesn't always match reality on the ground. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.